Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Caitlin. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, my name is Ian, and I'm from Chime Bank Dispute Department. And I'm actually calling on a recorded line regarding a dispute from one of our cardholders who is claiming that they were overcharged for a transaction that was done with your company. And I just want to know if you'll be able to validate this claim for me.
Okay, what is the zip code?
The cardholder's zip code is 99001 under the name of Eric Landaker.
All right, and what did you need for me to confirm on the account? I do see that name and zip code.
Pardon?
And what did you need me to confirm on the account?
Where, because the cardholder here claims that they were supposed to be charged for only $1, and they were charged for $59.89. I just really wanted to know if there's an error for this transaction.
Okay, so it was on April 21st, $59.89. For so they did a sweepstake offer. A sweepstake offer is where you pay $1 or $2 for a product. You don't receive the product unless you win the contest.
Okay.
This one is a promotional deal, which also signs you up for a meal planner called Bites Hub. So when they sign up on the screen, the app, I'm not the app, the app advertisement will pop up and basically say like, thank you, and give you a confirmation showing you that you signed up for that as well. And also in the terms and conditions, it does tell you that by agreeing to the terms, you are also agreeing to signing up for Bites Hub as well. Most of the time,
So,
people
meaning
just
that.
call in and cancel the Bites Hub if they don't want it. But we don't have like a call or anything stating that he called in and said he didn't want it or anything like that. That is why he was charged.
Okay, so meaning that the cardholder was aware that they will be charged $59.89, right?
If he wasn't aware, it's simply because he did not read anything on the site. So that would be,
Okay.
something, because it's on the site and tells you that it's also for Bites Hub as well, which is why they offer the sweepstakes offer of getting a mixer or getting like a Dyson vacuum cleaner, because a Dyson vacuum cleaner is like $500 to $600. So you wouldn't be paying a dollar or two for that product. That's not how that works.
So the may I know if the cardholder signed anything or agreed on any information that states that they will be charged by $59 and
Correct.
89
So
cents?
at the end, before it actually allows you to put in your card information and make the purchase, it tells you have to agree to the terms, and the terms basically ask, are you 18 years or older? And also you verifying, like it says, like I am verifying that also by clicking on this, I'm agreeing to be charged the $59.89 for a monthly subscription for Bites Hub, that I'm 18 years or older and that I understand the privacy terms and the conditions.
Okay, so meaning that this amount is within the policy, correct?
Correct. And the only way that you can unsubscribe is to call in to cancel. So it does tell you, it gives our number
Okay.
as well and tell you that you can call in and cancel at any time.
Okay, great. Just for the record, may I know your name again, please?
My
Just for
name is
documentation
Caitlin.
purposes. Caitlin. Can you spell it out for me?
Catelyn.
C-A T-E
Catelyn.
L-Y. Okay, great. Okay, Caitlin, I guess that's all the confirmation I've needed for today. Thank you for your assistance. You have a great day, okay?
No problem, and thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you.